Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bleu. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Lou Bleu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bleu hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Byrd moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Byrd scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell scores. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Faber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pipgras for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate scores. Blue moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Dickey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Blue scores. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Whatwood is chasing the ball. Larry rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 6-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Bird moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bird moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larry bunts towards third. Sullivan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Lazzari steals second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Yankees. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bird hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bird reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons pinch hits for Red Faber. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Caraway now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Whatwood is chasing the ball. Lazzari rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 3 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Pipgras covering. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bird hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Sewell scores. Gehrig moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate fires to third and picks off Gehrig. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing right field. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Herb Jeffries pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.